Blog Talk Radio.
The Willie Lynch Letter and the Making of a Slave. The first Africans in America arrived through Jamestown, Virginia in 1619 as indentured labor or servants. From about 1619 to 1640, the laws throughout Europe and the Americas removed all human individuality from abducted Africans and named them property. The U.S. Supreme Court and chief justices like Roger B. Taney ensured that the law did not protect slaves, but imbued their white oppressors who physically, mentally, and psychologically abused them with full supremacy. No Negro, whether slave or free, could ever be considered a citizen of the United States, the Honorable Judge wrote. In 1640, Maryland became the first colony to institutionalize slavery in America. And in 1641, Massachusetts, in its written legislation titled Body of Liberties, stated that bondage was legal servitude. At that moment, changing the status of the African hostages to automatic chattel slaves that could be bought and sold at the discretion of their white owners. The Willie Lynch Letter. Gentlemen, I greet you here on the bank of the James River in the year of our Lord, 1712. First, I shall thank you, the gentlemen of the Colony of Virginia, for bringing me here. I'm here to help you solve some of your problems with slaves. Your invitation reached me on my modest plantation in the West Indies, where I have experimented with some of the newest and still the oldest methods for control of slaves. Ancient Rome would envy us if my program is implemented. As our boat sailed south on the James River, named for our illustrious king, whose version of the Bible we cherish, I saw enough to know that your problem is not unique. While Rome used cords of wood as crosses for standing human bodies along its old highway in great numbers, you here are using the tree and the rope on occasion. I caught the whiff of a dead slave hanging from a tree a couple of miles back. You are not only losing valuable stock by hangings, you are having uprisings, slaves are running away, your crops are sometimes left in the fields too long for maximum profit, you suffer occasional fires, your animals are killed. Gentlemen, you know what your problems are. I need not to elaborate. I am not here to enumerate your problems. I am here to introduce you to a method of solving them. In my bag here, I have a foolproof method for controlling your black slaves. I guarantee every one of you that if installed correctly, it will control the slaves for at least 300 years. My method is simple. Any member of your family or your overseer can use it. I have outlined a number of differences among the slaves, and I take these differences and make them bigger. I use fear, distrust, and envy for control purposes. These methods have worked on my modest plantation in the West Indies, and it will work throughout the South. Take this simple list of differences and think about them. On top of my list is age, but it is there only because it starts with an A. The second is color or shade. There is intelligence, size, sex, status on plantation, attitude of owners, whether the slaves live in the valley, on a hill, east, west, north, south, have fine hair, coarse hair, or is tall or short. Now that you have a list of differences, I shall give you an outline of action, but before that I shall assure you that distrust is stronger than trust, and envy is stronger than adulteration, respect, or admiration. The black slave, after receiving this indoctrination, shall carry on and will become self-refueling and self-generating for hundreds of years, maybe thousands. Don't forget, you must pitch the old black male versus the young black male, and the young black male against the old black male. You must use the dark-skinned slaves versus the light-skinned slaves, and the light-skinned slaves versus the dark-skinned slaves. You must also have your white servants and overseers distrust all blacks, but it is necessary that your slaves trust and depend on us. They must love, respect, and trust only us. Gentlemen, these kits are your keys to control. Use them. Have your wives and children use them. Never miss an opportunity. If used intensely for 1 year, the slaves themselves will remain perpetually distrustful. Thank you, gentlemen. Let's make a slave. The origin and development of a social being called the Negro. Let us make a slave. What do we need? First of all, we need a black nigger man and a pregnant nigger woman and her baby nigger boy. Second, we will use the same basic principle that we use in breaking a horse, combined with some more sustaining factors. We reduce them from their natural state in nature, whereas nature provides them with the natural capacity to take care of their needs and the needs of their offspring. We break that natural string of independence from them and thereby create a dependency state so that we may be able to get from them useful production for our business and pleasure. Cardinal principles for making a Negro. For fear that our future generations may not understand the principles of breaking both horses and men, we lay down the art. For if we are to sustain our basic economy, we must break both of the beasts together, the nigger and the horse. We understand that short-range planning and economics results in periodic economic chaos, so that to avoid turmoil in the economy, it requires us to have breadth and depth in long-range, comprehensive planning, articulating both skill and sharp perception. We lay down the following principles for long-range, comprehensive economic planning. 1. Both horse and niggers are no good to the economy in the wild or natural state. 2. Both must be broken and tied together for orderly production. 3. For orderly futures, special and particular attention must be paid to the female and the youngest offspring. 4. Both must be crossbred to produce a variety and division of labor. 5. Both must be taught to respond to a peculiar new language. 6. Psychological and physical instruction of containment must be created for both. We hold the above six cardinals as truths to be self-evident, based upon the following discourse concerning the economics of breaking and tying the horse and nigger together, all-inclusive of the six principles laid down above. Note: neither principles alone will suffice for good economics. All principles must be employed for the orderly good of the nation. Accordingly, both a wild horse and a wild or natural nigger is dangerous even if captured, for they will have the tendency to seek their customary freedom, and, in doing so, might kill you in your sleep. You cannot rest. They sleep while you are awake and are awake while you are asleep. They are dangerous near the family house, and it requires too much labor to watch them away from the house. Above all, you cannot get them to work in this natural state. Hence, both the horse and the nigger must be broken. That is, break them from one form of mental life to another. Keep the body and take the mind. In other words, break the will to resist. Now, the breaking process is the same for the horse and the nigger, only slightly varying in degrees. But as we said before, you must keep your eye focused on the female and the offspring of the horse and the nigger. A brief discourse in offspring development will shed light on the key to sound economic principles. Pay little attention to the generation of original breaking, but concentrate on future generations. Therefore, if you break the female, she will break the offspring in its early years of development, and when the offspring is old enough to work, she will deliver it up to you. For her normal female protective tendencies will have been lost in the original breaking process. For example, take the case of the wild stud horse, a female horse and an already infant horse, and compare the breaking process with two captured nigger males in their natural state, a pregnant nigger woman with her infant offspring. Take the stud horse, break him for limited containment. Completely break the female horse until she becomes very gentle, whereas you or anybody can ride her in comfort. Breed the mare and the stud until you have the desired offspring. Then you can turn the stud to freedom until you need him again. Train the female horse whereby she will eat out of your hand, and she will train the infant horse to eat out of your hand also. When it comes to breaking the uncivilized nigger, use the same process, but vary the degree and step up the pressure so as to do a complete reversal of the mind. Take the meanest and most restless nigger, strip him of his clothes in front of the remaining male niggers, the female, and the nigger infant. Tar and feather him. Tie each leg to a different horse faced in opposite directions. Set him afire and beat both horses to pull him apart in front of the remaining niggers. The next step is to take a bull whip and beat the remaining nigger male to the point of death in front of the female and the infant. Don't kill him, but put the fear of God in him, for he can be useful for future breeding. The breaking process of the African woman. Take the female and run a series of tests on her to see if she will submit to your desires willingly. Test her in every way, because she is the most important factor for good economics. If she shows any signs of resistance in submitting completely to your will, do not hesitate to use the bull whip on her to extract the last bit of bitch out of her. Take care not to kill her, for in doing so, you spoil good economics. When in complete submission, she will train her offspring in the early years to submit to labor when they become of age. Understanding is the best thing. Therefore, we shall go deeper into this area of the subject matter concerning what we have produced here in this breaking of the female nigger. We have reversed the relationships. In her natural uncivilized state, she would have a strong dependency on the uncivilized nigger male, and she would have a limited protective dependency toward her independent male offspring and would raise female offspring to be dependent like her. Nature had provided for this type of balance. We reversed nature by burning and pulling one civilized nigger apart and bullwhipping the other to the point of death, all in her presence. By her being left alone, unprotected, with the male image destroyed, the ordeal caused her to move from her psychological dependent state to a frozen independent state. In this frozen psychological state of independence, she will raise her male and female offspring in reverse roles. For fear of the young male's life, she will psychologically train him to be mentally weak and dependent, but physically strong. Because she has become psychologically independent, she will train her female offspring to be psychologically independent as well. What have you got? You've got the nigger woman out front and the nigger man behind and scared. This is a perfect situation for sound sleep and economics. Before the breaking process, we had to be alert and on guard at all times. Now we can sleep soundly, for out of frozen fear, his woman stands guard for us. He cannot get past her early infant slave molding process. He is a good tool, now ready to be tied to the horse at a tender age. By the time a nigger boy reaches the age of 16, he is soundly broken in and ready for a long life of sound and efficient work and the reproduction of a unit of good labor force. Continually, through the breaking of uncivilized savage niggers, by throwing the nigger female savage into a frozen psychological state of independency, by killing the protective male image, and by creating a submissive, dependent mind of the nigger male slave, we have created an orbiting cycle that turns on its own axis forever. Unless a phenomenon occurs and reshifts the positions of the male and female savages. We show what we mean by example. Take the case of the two economic slave units and examine them closely. The Negro Marriage Unit. We breed two nigger males with two nigger females. Then we take the nigger males away from them and keep them moving and working. Say the nigger female bears a nigger female and the other bears a nigger male. Both nigger females, being without influence of the nigger male image, frozen with an independent psychology, will raise their offspring into reverse positions. The one with the female offspring will teach her to be like herself, independent and negotiable. We negotiate with her, through her, by her, and negotiate her at will. The one with the nigger male offspring, she being frozen with a subconscious fear for his life, will raise him to be mentally dependent and weak, but physically strong, in other words, body over mind. Now, in a few years when these two offspring become fertile for early reproduction, we will mate and breed them and continue the cycle. That is good, sound, and long-range comprehensive planning. Warning: possible interloping negatives. Earlier we talked about the non-economic good of the horse and the nigger in their wild or natural state. We talked out the principle of breaking and tying them together for orderly production. Furthermore, we talked about paying particular attention to the female savage and her offspring for orderly future planning. Then more recently, we stated that By reversing the positions of the male and the female savages, we had created an orbiting cycle that turns on its own axis forever, unless phenomenon occurred, and reshifted the positions of the male and female savages. Our experts warned us about the possibility of this phenomenon occurring, for they say that the mind has a strong drive to correct and recorrect itself over a period of time if it can touch some substantial original historical base. And they advised us that the best way to deal with this phenomenon is to shave off the brute's mental history and create a multiplicity of phenomenon or illusions so that each illusion will twirl in its own orbit, something akin to floating balls in a vacuum. This creation of a multiplicity of phenomenon or illusions entails the principles of crossbreeding the nigger and the horse, as we stated above, the purpose of which is to create a diversified division of labor, the results of which is the severance of the points of original beginnings for each spherical illusion. Since we feel that the subject matter may get more complicated as we proceed in laying down our economic plan concerning the purpose, reason, and effect of crossbreeding horses and niggers, we shall lay down the following definitional terms for future generations. 1. Orbiting cycle means a thing turning in a given pattern. 2. Axis means upon which or around which a body turns. 3. Phenomenon means something beyond ordinary conception and inspires awe and wonder. 4. Multiplicity means a great number. 5. Sphere means a globe. 6. Crossbreeding a horse means taking a horse and breeding it with an ass, and you get a dumb, backward ass, long-headed mule that is not reproductive nor productive by itself. 7. Crossbreeding niggers means taking so many drops of good white blood and putting them into as many nigger women as possible, varying the drops by the various tones that you want, and then letting them breed with each other until the circle of colors appear as you desire. What this means is this. Put the niggers and the horse in the breeding pot. Mix some asses and some good white blood, and what do you get? You got a multiplicity of colors of ass backwards, unusual niggers, running, tied to backward ass, long-headed mules, the one productive of itself, the other sterile, the one constant, the other dying. We keep the nigger constant for we may replace the mule for another tool. Both mule and nigger tied to each other, neither knowing where the other came from, and neither productive for itself nor without each other. Controlled language. Crossbreeding completed for further severance from their original beginning, we must completely annihilate the mother tongue of both the nigger and the new mule and institute a new language that involves the new life's work of both. You know, language is a peculiar institution. It leads to the heart of a people. The more a foreigner knows about the language of another country, the more he is able to move through all levels of that society. Therefore, if the foreigner is an enemy of the country, to the extent that he knows the body of the language, to that extent is the country vulnerable to attack or invasion of a foreign culture. For example, you take a slave. If you teach him all about your language, he will know all your secrets, and he is then no more a slave. For you can't fool him any longer, and having a fool is one of the basic ingredients of and incidents to the making of the slavery system. For example, if you told a slave that he must perform in getting out our crops, and he knows the language well, he would know that our crops didn't mean our crops, and the slavery system would break down, for he would relate on the basis of what our crops really meant. So you have to be careful in setting up new language, for the slave would soon be in your house, talking to you as man to man, and that is death to our economic system. In addition, the definition of words or terms are only a minute part of the process. Values are created and transported by communication through the body of the language. A total society has many interconnected value systems. All these values in the society have bridges of language to connect them for orderly working in the society. But for these language bridges, these many value systems would sharply clash and cause internal strife or civil war, the degree of the conflict being determined by the magnitude of the issues or relative opposing strength in whatever form. For example, if you put a slave in a hog pen and train him to live there and incorporate in him to value it as a way of life completely, the biggest problem you will have out of him is that he would worry you about provisions to keep the hog pen clean or partially clean, or he might not worry you at all. On the other hand, if you put this same slave in the same hog pen and make a slip and incorporate them for something in his language whereby he comes to value a house more than he does his hog pen, you got a problem. He will soon be in your house.
Old pirates, yes, a rabbi. Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hands was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you hear to sing these songs of freedom? Is all I ever had. Redemption songs, all I ever had. Redemption songs, these songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
There are more records of slave ships than one would dream. It seems inconceivable until you reflect that for 200 years ships sailed carrying cargo of slaves.
Non-violent. In the face of the violence that we've been experiencing for the past 400 years, is actually doing our people a disservice. In fact, it's a crime. It's a crime.
Here come the drums!
Get a stick, get a stay around, point to the joint, put the booty down. Go, get to the roof,
drinking some of that, reacting to the fact that I can't in the stick. In the stay around, point to the joint, put the Buddha down. Going, yeah, going, yeah, to the roots, yeah, and giving it up. So turn me loose. Then again, I got a story that's harder than the hardcore cross of the Holocaust. I'm talking about the world still going on.
Gaza population of 1,700,000 have been displaced. There is no electricity, no running water, and the law of warfare has been violated. These are war criminals.
Free Gaza, free Palestine. Somebody gotta deal with these war crimes dead. Free Gaza, free Palestine. Somebody gotta deal with these war crimes dead. Free Gaza, free Palestine. Somebody gotta deal with these war crimes dead. Free Gaza, free Palestine. Somebody gotta deal with these war crimes.
1948, they invaded a nation. Occupation of Palestine for gains of corporation. Kids and family getting killed every day. Where did our humanity go for the human race? We're too big, too big. Working for the devil, funding atrocities for the money. Funny how the media, which is filled with lies, keeping silence of all these war crimes. Listen up, can I tell you this? If they went to your house and did what they did, what would you do? Speaking some truth, strip you from your freedom. Drones flying over you, any day you could die. Your mama cried, you seen your sister buried alive. Bombs in the sky, unjustified homicide. Modern day genocide will falsify with the pretext to occupy. Now don't get me wrong, I ain't a preacher, but ring the alarm. United Nations, working with Satan, demonstrations in every country, we're running out of patience. Raising a kid in this warlike spot, and of course the kids are growing up, won't look up to Hamas. No job, no money, and nothing else to do. Revolution is on, so spread the truth in this capitalistic new world agenda. But stealing people's land, can you remember what they did to Ramallah and the West Bank? White, black, and brown, united we stand, divided we fall, to the settlers' wall, separation barriers, it's the time of the jaw, revolve, when man loses his fantasy, free Palestine, and now they wanna ban me. Free Gaza, free Palestine, somebody gotta deal with these war crimes dead. Free Gaza, free Palestine, somebody gotta deal with these war crimes dead. Free Gaza, free Palestine, somebody gotta deal with these war crimes dead. Free Gaza, free Palestine, somebody gotta deal with these war crimes.
What you gonna say? Freedom comes your way someday. Instead of being a nigga in Carolina, rather be free man in hell.
Freedom is almost, I know, no matter how the fussing goes, cause we read these things in prophecy. Yeah,
Eternal Father, will you hear my prayer? When the Pope arrives in Caesar, Lord have mercy. We have a praise for the young them down in the ghetto area, Lord. Cause the bombers have been gone, and I'm killing one another. Yeah, I'm insane, oh.
An optimistic pessimist, prepared for the worst. When these computers shut down and the world don't work, when these niggas can't eat and their heaters ain't hot, when everybody in the street can get a check or a Glock. When your local police get replaced by world cops, and lack of food make the Muslim have to eat pork chops. And a lot of people starve because their cans wasn't stocked. Then a lot of people starve because they invested in the stock. But the stock market crashed and put their ass on the block. Now they snorting up blow, sucking on pipe rocks. Have no other gods before him's what thou shalt not. But all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. So when executive orders take the food and the water, the Lexus Land Cruisers with the navigation on them, the house and the farm, the right to bear arms, replaced by dictators and a mark in your palm. Ezekiel 3:18, see we all have been wrong. Now we three teachers on the run, and we are gone, 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 gone.
Rude boy, I member, member, member the politics in America. The politics in America. Federal agents and guns for the corner. Ship out the coca and them ship out the ganja. Give it to the youth, them a put up on the corner. Drive up in them Benz and a drive up in them Jaguar. Skin up them face and I go on like them better. Keep fighting for, you know, drink fancy liquor. Pick up me mother, then pick up me father. Turn one in a maid and the other in a gardener. Leave that alone, we are go a little farther.
I'm not a rightist or a leftist, I'm just praying for the best. And until then, be self-sufficient, get extra clicks for my sex. How much is freedom gonna cost? How many niggas gotta die? How many bootlicking, ass-kissing, leaders gotta lie? How many slaves must I own before I reach the state of free? Or is the poison of the state an abundance of liberty? This living is killing me, try loving my enemy. Been shackled and fed, back with mistaken identity. Oh, now you remember me, take the knowledge of sin to see what it took the Yamastai for Joseph and K to see. Out of anything in life that you ever would want to be, none should come close to your want to be free. How can the enemies of freedom emancipate me when they intend to slave the world by the year 2G? Global governments, cashless societies, antichrist-like leaders, satanic priorities.
Rude boy, I member, member, member the politics in America. The politics in America. Federal agents and control the corner. Ship out the coca and them spit out the ganja. Give it to the youth, them a suck up on the corner. Drive up in them Benz, you know, drive up in them Jaguar. Skin up them face and I go on like them better. Eat fast the food, you know, drink fancy liquor. Pick up me mother and pick up me father. Throw one in a maid and the other in a gardener. Listen up to this cause it's political matter. Leave that alone, we are going to go
on. It's something that will never go away. I contemplate sinning even to this very day. My boots tell me stand strong, my mama sing the same song. Now I understand why Christ got his take on. I'm feeling the pain, my heart is full of sorrows, trying to limit my sin. The second coming could be tomorrow. I was bred for labor, so that's how I make my paper. Sinners and suckers, but for sisters I kept the vapors. Now what's the caper? Preparing for the second coming, the devil is cunning. I thank God I can see it coming.
Freedom is a must, I know. No matter how the fuss is. Rude boy, I member, member, member the politics in America. The politics in America. Federal agents, them control the corner. Ship out the coca and them ship out the ganja. Give it to the youth, them must suck up on the corner. Drive up in them Benz and I drive up in them Jaguar. Skin up them face and I grind like them better. Eat fancy food, you know, drink fancy liquor. Pick up me mother and pick up me father. Turn one in a maid and the other in a gardener. Listen up to this cause it's a little cold matter. Leave that alone, we are going a little farther. Sell them pon England, pon France and Canada. Then them come back with them strong Yankee dollar. Oppress the youth with them sell off in America. Yeah, now start. I remember, remember, remember when we was slaves in America. When you were slaves in America. We all there is for them sell off in Ganja. We all there is for them sell off in Ganja. Now let's double all that.
Likewise. Fire me use and burn of them judgment.
I'm in awe!
Confusing fire.
And I cast bait upon righteousness.
Lion Flow Production.
I'm in awe! Anything not real, get brimstone and fire. Call themselves a Rastafarian when them are run like bagger. Them not clean, them soon to expire. We dash them in at the bottomless pit, watch them a burn like ash and not green, get brimstone and fire. Call themselves a Rastafarian when them a run like jagger. Them not clean, them soon to expire. Me dash them in at the bottomless pit, watch them a burn like ash.
Get them red, green and gold, them heart full of ignorance. Rastafari stand over all cause we differ. justice based upon the right, and anything that is not righteousness from being disclosed, them can take us up. A rover X, so what you flex, and now you're living up some carbon copy the thing, that's how them get a cut. Until them get put in the spot between a pepper pot, with no surrender, I'll never stop.
Anything not real, get brimstone and fire. Call themselves a Rastafarian when them are roll like sugar. Them not clean, them soon to expire. We dash them in at the bottomless pit, watch them a burn like ash. And not real, get brimstone and fire. Call themselves a Rastafarian when them are roll like sugar. Them not clean, them soon to expire. Me dash them in at the bottomless pit, watch them a burn like ash. Check yourself and check yourself, no compromising. Not even the dog that beats on the walls, but every cause judgment has passed them. The 80% to be in for me, care for the naked clothes and rise them and keep it real like the wires. Them alive, them alive, them who fake in a real love, them surprise them. Just bless us in a in and out with peace, but not describe them. And in a deal up with the son of death, no ties them to lie them and burn up everything that them, the eyes them.
Anything not real, get brimstone and fire. Call themselves a Rastafarian when them are roll like sugar. Them not clean, them soon to expire. We dash them in at the bottomless pit, watch them a burn like ash. And not real, get brimstone and fire. Call themselves a Rastafarian when them a roll like sugar. Them not clean, them soon to expire. We dash them in at the bottomless pit, watch them a burn like ash.
Across America. Vibes, and now get on.
Dead real. Yo, why is Jada kiss as hard as it gets? Why is the industry designed to keep the artists in debt? And why them dudes ain't riding if they party a set? And why they never get it popping but they party to death? Yeah, and why they gon' give you life for a murder? Turn around, only give you 8 months for a burner. Going down, why they selling people CDs for under a dime? And if it's all love, daddy, why you come with your nine? Why my homies ain't get that cake? Why is the brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break? Why you in stack instead of trying to be fly? Why is ratting at an all-time high? Why are you even alive? Why they kill Tupac and Chris? Why at the bar you don't take straight shots instead of popping Chris? Why them bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kiss that raw? Why? Why you around them cowards? Why Aaliyah have to take that flight? Why my homie D ain't pull out his Ferrari? Why he take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they stop letting brothers get degrees in jail? Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do rappers lie in 85% of their rhymes? Why a brother always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through in the pecan jack? Why they crack have to hit so hard, even though it's almost over? Why people can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why sell in the stores what you can sell in the streets? Why I say the hottest shit but be selling the least? Why? A white man popper to get an Oscar. Why Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Why they didn't make the CL6 with a clutch? And if you don't smoke, then why the hell you reaching for my Dutch? Why rap? Cause I need airtime. Why be on the curb with a wild lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young brothers is dying? Cause they moms at work, they pops is gone, they living with iron. Why they ain't give us a cure for AIDS? Why my diesel have fiends in the spot on the floor for days? Why you screaming like it's a slug, it's only the hawk? Why my buzz in LA ain't like it is in New York? Why they forcing you to be hard? Why ain't you a thug by choice? Why the whole world love my voice? Why I try to tell them that it's the flow, son? And you know why they made the new 20s, cause I got all the old ones, that's why.
It's the pain that I've been living. They got me in the system. Why they gotta do me like that? Try to make it my way, but got them on up the highway. Why? Oh, why they gotta do me like that?
Why? Oh, why? Oh.
Himself from the ruler, Babylon and malfunction where them a failure.
so be careful of them cellular and pager. Cause as I see them, I see danger. So them great but flashy like they say, yo.
On a liquor punch shots, upon a blood clot, and fill the block with bummer-ass cops. Cops, me down talk, you know you watch me walk, son. My black woman is getting raped across New York, son. Before another brother's in chalk, son. Imagine somebody said, that's your son dead, son. See us, we do the crime, we do the time. Y'all get away scot-free, so police me don't pop you for you pop me. Cause if you hit me, you got me, get shot me. No lock me, carry shot Jesus, mom slap me. Cause my room sloppy, the youngest nigga out the camp is me. But nobody pampered me, so you better don't ramp with me. For see me, me don't play plenty. Chicks me blaze money, raise pennies to dollars. Storm up me fella, watch a bum holler. Watch him run, hit the floor. Call him come, come, no. Show your guns up, honey, yeah.
Life is one big road, miles on top of miles. So blessed be the soul that always remains a child, when most people don't even smile. There's a naturalistic flowing through the air, so keep it realistic and always be aware. The truth is crying out and it's so loud and so clear, but most people won't even hear. Spiritual pollution in the atmosphere, with so much confusion can one be appear. Keeps a Rastafari is for all man to share, but some would rather to be so unfair.
And take from riches up in the book of life. There's a mansion in your mind. And take from riches up in the book of life. There's a mansion in your mind.
Radical, getting emotional, very emphatical, being a original man, using
23 million square miles of the planet Earth constantly building. On the other hand, the other man, what's the confusion? Simple psychology, trickology, fools ya. They have you believe we descend from cannibals. Show you pictures of Africans looking like animals. What do we be animals? Look at the things we did with our own bare hands. We built pyramids. Blind, deaf, and dumb. It's highly raised ya. To them, it's Africa. To us, it's Asia. We get to the point to make it clear to ya. They're not superior, and we're not inferior. I got the humble man pointing at me, cause I licked them. Took a stand for the black man and didn't fall victim. The nation is growing, rapid and fast. That's why I'm telling you, we're the lost tribe, shit fast.
Our people will survive America. Our people will survive America.
This track is so deaf, I had to pump my fist black. My prime weight 6 trillion tons, heavy as the earth, a lyrical function. Imagine if every black man, woman, and child would simply refuse to go to work for one day. Do you know how much money these companies will lose? Since everything's based on money, that's what we gotta get. We gotta learn when to quit, when not to quit. It's really sad, I know some people think that one day we'll be treated as equal. The land of the freedom, or so they say so. They say you're free, yeah, but free to do what though? Off our arms and legs, they took the chains, big deal. They still left them around our brains. Things I say make the government fear this. I speak with authority, so you can hear this. I hate Oreos, that's why I got the bomb. You so-called niggerish Uncle Tom. We're on the rise up, you better wise up. You can't stop us now, are you surprised, young? You might take it as a political outblast, but we're the lost tribe, she's bad.
Our people will survive America. America.
find a better form of unity, then we'll be in the right path, on the right track, darker light black. Don't let them tell you it's wrong to fight back.
Come on.
But the enemy is not your brother. It's that other motherfucker, the one that baited, robbed and degraded you. And he don't like to see you've made it through the bullshit that came with being a brother man, stolen from the motherland, placed in another land 400 and some odd years ago. Till about the time we were Afros, we've come so far, so fast from what they call the past. But that just passing with a laughing line for justice. What's this? Nah, man, that ain't gonna work. Yo, bust this black to the future, back to the past. History is a mystery, cause it has all the info. You need to know where you're from, why you're coming. That'll tell you where you go.
We gotta unite. We gotta work together in unity and harmony.
Black to the future.
Come on.
Brothers and sisters, let's step together and sing. Just think about the outcome. We know where we're going because we know where we came from. A united state of mind, but not the kind that the United States government states.
Nope.
They don't practice what they preach. Maybe they don't believe in those false beliefs themselves. And I can tell, because they look scared to see us coming up. Because they're not prepared for a new breed of leaders. Eager and fired up and tired of the lies that you feed us. So we just
what?
Got together like one nation under a rule. Down in the funk of it can move and start a movement of self-improvement. And before you know it, you went black to the future.
Shake up on every day they get to use the door. They are still leader. him a the outrager. Him make poor people surround by danger. Lion, the roach and giant mosquito. So with water we fill with bacteria. Whoever take a look down on the river and the area, back to and save you. Waterhouse can tire. Long time the MP, him no come near you. And all the one we claim to see a counselor grab 75% and give it quarter. Conquer the land, no one give we a hater. Disconnect me light and chop off me water. To the kings of kings, well me know them shall answer. The Lord of Lords, well I am a responsor. The lion from Judah, them well won't conquer. The eagle and the bear and the queen and her daughter. He tell us the army know the whole of them offer. But them a go down in a flames of water. Sister, I see I no take it for no laughter. Poor people fed up. Do your system shake up your issue gun for them big people. Poor people fed up. Do your system shake up for every day they get a youth shed up. Some lost them roots and forgot them culture. You study the past, them don't know the future. Say so them not take the link so them end up so vulgar. Them don't know Selassie I from Ethiopia. Serious as me banner take me for any joker. That same man make me hold them note. Yeah, me no play them castle, you know me no play them poker. Them plan to destroy me with the coke and drugs, yeah. No gravel is just like a them barracota. Plan to lick granite better for the piece of scooter. You think them like to see we in a them hot chair, yeah. With them hot girl, yeah. I sing them song, yo. Them song, yeah, song, and on them fire, and know them. Yeah, go hang poop all with a piece of rope, yeah. Just become me fed up. Two of them systems, shank up me get to use them, must have from there. Me send me fed up. Two of them systems, shank up them, me show gun for the use them, boss. Ask the leader, him a the arranger. Him make poor people surround by danger. Lion, the roach, and giant mosquito. So with water, we fill with bacteria. I take a look down on the river Panera. Jungle and TG, back to one Kentaya. Long time the MP, him no come near you. And the dead one make claims that him a counselor. Grab 75%, half a week water. Count and the London one figure we are here, car. Disconnect me light and cut off me water. To the king of kings, well me know them shall answer. The Lord of Lords, well I am a responsor. The lion from Judah, them well won't conquer. The eagle and the bear and the queen and her daughter. Here shall I see, I me know the world of them offer. But them would go down in a flames of water. Till I see I work, it's a fun I laughter. Yes, Mr. We fed up. Two of them systems shake up them issue country. We pick people. Get the people fed up. Two of your systems shake up. Every day we black water fed up. Some lost them roots and forgot them culture. No study the past, they no know the future. They know Selassie I will come from Ethiopia. See what has me banner take me for any joker. Them not take telling, so them get vulgar. Now play them casino and support them poker. Here Selassie I make me hold them note, yeah. No trouble is just like a them barracuda. Plant to liquor and it with a fine piece of scooter. Think them like to see we in a them hot girl, yeah. With them hot girl, yeah. I sing them song, yeah. Them song you stronger than your fire and hope, yeah. Yes, I see I am the rightful ruler. I go hang Popal with a piece of rope, yeah. Become me fed up. Two of them systems shake up them issues and say we pick me both. Poor people fed up.
Beating, beating, bad day, them say, and I. comfort to a fool I hate. Leading to destruction. What a world. In a more peace and love. Anyway, just like my father say. What a world.
Фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
feel like I've changed the numbers, cause the world can only take so much. And I thank God for the sunshine, or he'd be blind to the wicked ways of this world. It's a shame that in the 90s, our so-called leaders still discuss the possibilities of war. If we continue to fight each other, it can only lead to world destruction.
What can I do?
We all pray for the day when people of all creeds and colors will be at peace.
What can I do?
But for now, all I can do from my view is say peace.
What can I do?
Be still, all ye enemies of Jah, and know that the Lord God Jah the Almighty shall rule the end of his enemies. Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie the first. Oh, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him be free before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth on the heavens, by his name. Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie the first, O Father, strength and Redeemer, who lives and rules and reigns over all living things. The Father of the fatherless, and the Judge of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, for the rebellious dwell in dry land. O God, Jah Rastafari, let the last O Father, strength and Redeemer, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou did march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God, but even Shinai itself was moved at the presence of God, Jah Rastafari, let the last the first, the God of Israel. Though, O God, Jah Rastafari, let the last O Father, strength and Redeemer, did send a plentiful rain, whereby thou did confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation have dwelt therein. Though, O God, Jah Rastafari, the last your Father, strength and Redeemer, has prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, the last your Father, strength and Redeemer, gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the spots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold, When the Almighty God, Jerastafari, the last of our strength and redeemer, scattered kings in it. It was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God, Jerastafari, the last of our strength and redeemer, is as the hill of Bashan. And high hills as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye high hills? This is the hill which God, the Rastafari, the last of the first, desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord God of the Almighty, the last of our strength and redeemer, will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord God of the Almighty, the last of our strength and redeemer, is among them, as in Shinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity the captive. Thou hast received gifts from man, yea, for the rebellious also. That the Lord God of the Almighty, the Selassie, our Father, Strength and Redeemer, might dwell among them. Blessed be the Almighty God, Jerastafari, the Selassie, our Father, Strength and Redeemer, who daily leadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation. And unto God, Jerastafari, the Selassie, our Father, Strength and Redeemer, the Lord belongeth the issues from death. But the Lord God of the Almighty, the Selassie, our Father, Strength and Redeemer, shall wound the head of his enemies. And hear his scalp of such and one as goeth until in his chamber.
Let Jah rise and all his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before Jah. A smoke is driven away, so them drivers away as wax melted before the fire. So let the wicked perish before the presence of Jah. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before Jah. Yet them exceedingly rejoice and sing unto Jah and sing praise to his name. And exalt him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, O Jah.
Let Jah rest upon Raiden. England, to get them at the fire, bet them to sleep on. Some must get caught up in crazy delusion. They might trick we in silence like Trojan. Who you have blessed to get the end, sell Satan. When I chant, Rastafari then, tremble. When I chant, Rastafari then, fall. When I chant, Rastafari then, tremble. When I chant, Rastafari then, fall.
I'm a son of the Lion of Judah. To a prevail on every head get conquer. God Almighty with the globe and scepter. With his royal lightness, Queen Omega. So fire, money, fire, red like lobster. You could have gone to Gaza, a monster. And of the heart of the living land, Oscar. Amina, you get me mad. Well, well.
When I chant, Rastafari then, tremble. When I chant, Rastafari then, fall. When I chant, Rastafari then, tremble. When I chant, Rastafari then, fall. When I chant, Rastafari then, tremble. When I chant,
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Rastafari, the bright and morning star. In them there's a tabernacle set for the sun, which has a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. The law of the Most High is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, thy strength and thy redeemer. Selah, Selassie. Aya Ingi. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Celestia, Empress Selenite. I.